Come on, across me, you go next. We're right on the bank. Yeah, I remember that, man. He real did. What the hell? My ass touched the top of his feet.
He's been real close, son.
All right.
Watch up and get on there and stand up for him.
On now. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some very special ways of telling you welcome this evening. I could say welcome, and you might just say, yeah, so what? You might say, we welcome you, or that little sign I say welcome, and you might say, well, no big deal. But we have famous people here tonight that are going to make you welcome. We want to give you a big, warm, southern, redneck hospitality welcome. It's good to be saved. We welcome you to the youth rally.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Something you wish.
SpongeBob,
then drop on the deck and blob like a fish.
SpongeBob,
ready? SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Thank you.
sure is good to be here tonight. We've been looking forward to being Brother Danny and Young's Youngins. Things been going real good on the farm. God's been blessing our pigs and cows and chickens. But the biggest blessing we get's youth rally. We've been praying that all Youngs get saved tonight. Well, we gonna sing you a song before we go. Youth rally is the place to be. Preaching, singing is the life for me. Kids are spreading out so far and wide. Keep your business, give me that shining light. Welcome!
You can do. Stand up and let's sing Victory in Jesus. Let's see how you can make us welcome here tonight. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad the Lord's here. Let's sing it out real big, real loud. I heard an old story.
Every weekend in spring and fall, just about, from coast to coast and even foreign country, jumping that motorcycle to get people to come to church. And I've always told people, whatever talent you've got, whatever talent God's give you, you say, well, Brother Danny, what I can do, God wouldn't be pleased with. Well, God didn't give you that. Whatever talent God gave you, you'll use it for Him. And use it. Our preacher used to say, if you can't do nothing but beat on a tin bucket for the glory of God, that's what you ought to do, and give God the glory for it. So I've always told people, you take what you can do. Don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to do something you can't. Do what you can do, and God will bless it.
Well, I thank the Lord for saving me. He's been good to me. My wife said, he just said, don't try to put on a show. And she's convinced I put on a show. And she found the real me when I've been married a little while. She said she got burned on the deal. Anyway, I thank the Lord for saving me. He's been good to me. You know, I got saved at 7 years old got my first motorcycle at the same age, and you know what? Just grew up like any other kid and played in the dirt and played with Tonka trucks and rode my motorcycle when I could. And 10 years old, 11 years old, same thing. I got saved at a Bible school. And anyway, got out of church there for a couple of years and I don't remember the reason, but we kind of faded away from church. And 12 years old, I broke my leg real bad. I was riding in the woods, broke a bone in my hand. And a week later, I was riding in the woods with a cast on my hand and crashed out and broke my leg. And my mom and dad said that'd be the end of the racing or the riding. But I begged them and convinced them. And finally, I got lucky and convinced them to get a bike again. And 13 years old, started racing motorcycles, started racing beginner class and at the local motocross track. And went from that to 6 months from then, rode intermediate class and started traveling from 20 minutes to home to 2 or 3 hours away down in South Carolina and Virginia, Tennessee, and Georgia. And my life really picked up the pace. You know, at 13 years old, started racing every weekend, and I wasn't home on the weekends. I was always gone somewhere, and my mom and dad loved it. And 14 years old, 15 years old, and when I turned 15, I turned expert class in motocross, and the Lord gave me a talent. I believe He gave me a talent to ride a motorcycle. And you know what? Racing all them years, you know, I had some good times. And 15 years old, man, I was on top of the world racing pro class. And 16 years old, started getting free bikes, clothes, helmets, started getting on the ESPN2 and TNN and all that stuff, and in some magazines. And, man, I was climbing that ladder to the top. And you know what? I had my life planned out. And as a young kid, some of you young kids, you know, you got some dreams, you know, and you ought to have dreams. You ought to have a dream. You know, you ought not to be a deadbeat and not have no plan for life. But you ought to have some dreams, you know. You ought to grow up having a dream. And I had a dream. I had a go-getter attitude. I wanted to do something and race motorcycles make money. Well, I didn't know I was going to make money, but when I turned 16 years old, I could make more money in one night than most people would make in a couple months working. Man, the Lord blessed me with talent. He gave me something I had, but you know what? Sometimes you can get wrapped up in your own little world and miss out the important things in life, you know. And you kids here, you see them famous guys on TV you see them. See them wrapped up and doing what, and you know what, they look good and happy and all that, but you know, you don't see them the other 6 days of the week when they're fighting with lawyers or getting lawsuits or this or that. And you know, the world's a fight every day, and even being a Christian, it's a fight, you know. But anyway, you know, I was living all them years and racing and doing my own thing. Started finishing top 10 in the nation on 125 and raced against all them famous guys you see on TV. I've raced against McGrath, Ezra Luss, Tim Ferry, Nathan Ramsey, all them guys that are winning races right now. I've raced against them over the years. Grew up racing against them. Knew them every weekend. Seen them every weekend at the racetrack. And them guys you see on freestyle, I know Matt, Mike Jones and Brian Deegan, Metal Militia, all them guys. I know all them guys. Every weekend it was racing against them guys. But you know what? You can plan your life out, and you kids, listen to me. I've been on both sides, you know. I've been on the side of getting, you know, starting to be famous and racing motorcycles and making good money and getting free bikes and all that stuff. And I've been on the other side and being in church and trying to serve the Lord and you know, you can't beat the Lord. You can't beat Him And you know what? I had all that, you know, I had all that stuff going for me. No injuries, anything like that. The only bad injury I had when I was little, and 13, 12 years old, man, I didn't break no bones and get out of racing. The Lord didn't break me up or anything like that. I was racing motorcycles, going to be successful, and had the plans of the future. Man, I had a go-getter attitude, and there wasn't nothing that could hold me back. But you know something? Living living that dream, and you guys and you boys and girls and mamas and daddies, you know, you have dreams and you got big plans and all that. I'm gonna tell you, if you don't put the Lord first, you miss the whole purpose. And And you know what? You'll get to where you want to be. You might get to where you want to be. You know, I was on my way to being where I was wanting to be. I was wanting to be a number one. I wanted to have that number one plate on my bike one day. I wanted to be the one beating Jeremy McGrath. And I was already finishing top 10 on 125. But you know what? You can plan your life and get to where you think you want to be and something be missing. And then you think you're where you want to be and you're not there, you know. And you see them people on TV and you think, you know, everything's wonderful. But you know something? If you don't put the Lord first in your life, you'll miss the whole purpose of life. And you know what? I ain't perfect. And, man, I fight with the world every day and I fight with people. And the devil's, that's just part of life, you know. But you know something, man? I'm a fighter. I want to be a fighter, and that's what I'll be. I don't mean physical fight. I don't want to bust nobody's head if I don't have to. But if I have to, I do, but I don't want to. But anyway, you got to fight, man. This world's a fight. And you know what? If you ever want to be something, you're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to fight every day of your life, you know, and you're going to have to serve the Lord. You know, the Lord ain't looking for no wimps, no sissies. He wants to, you know, he'll take you if you're a sissy, whatever, but he'll, he wants you to toughen up, man. This world's tough. It ain't, they ain't giving no free lunches out there. And man, being a Christian, you know, you think it's a boring thing, but man, it's been the best thing I ever done. I got right with the Lord. I got right with the Lord at 18 years old. And you know what? I got right with the Lord at 18. No education, dropped out of high school. I graduated with high honors in 9th grade. That's what I tell people. It was an honor for them to get rid of me. And you know what? No education. Can't read and write real good. In the world's eyes, a failure. In the world's eyes, I'd never do nothing. But you know what? If you put your life in the Lord's hands, you know what? He won't give you no... He won't give you no meatloaf sandwich, man. He'll put a steak on your plate. And man, the Lord's been good to me, and I encourage you. You know what? Just like Brother Dane said, you ought to... You know what? Everybody can't jump buses. And I didn't know I'd ever be. I never planned on it. The Lord worked, kind of just made it work out that way. I don't know how it ended up. But you know what? Whatever you can do, you ought to do for the Lord. You know, and you can sing, and I can't sing good, or you can knock on doors, or you can be faithful to church. You may have good money, you tithe, you know. I'm glad the Lord don't just want, and I'm not knocking a preacher, but the Lord don't want just preachers. He wants everybody. And man, I'm glad I got to see that. You know, I'm not perfect or nothing, but I'm doing what I can do. And that's what I encourage you people. You know, if number one, I tell people everywhere I go, I go all over the place. You know, I tell them, number one, you ought to get saved. Best thing you'll ever do. I got saved when I was 7 years old. I'm not ashamed of it. Man, the Lord's been good to me. And if you're not saved, you're going to spend eternity in hell, you know. And like I tell people every day, you know, I don't have a mansion on earth, but I got one waiting on me when I die, you know. And man, this Lord ain't shortchanged me. He's been good to me. He gave me, I own a business now. Man, the Lord's blessed me. And I get to go jump at churches all over the place and try to be a help to them. Like I say, the Lord won't shortchange you. If you got a dream or something, it may not line up. You know, my dream was to be a famous motocrosser, but I had to race on Sunday, and I made a choice not to race on Sunday. And now I go all over the place on TV a lot, on TV quite a bit. The news channels come out in the big cities, the dream I give up, He give back to me in a little bit different way. But you know what? I get to see people get saved. They come to church for no other reason. You know, somebody here might be here just because they want to see me jump that bike. And while they're here, they'll find out Jesus died for them, and that's the best thing ever happened. Hey, I encourage you. You ought to serve the Lord. He's been good to me. And I can tell you from both sides of the fence, you know, you can have your dreams and go your way, or you can paint it to the Lord and say, God, direct my path. And man, He'll bless it. And man, He's been good to me. I feel like I'm worth $1 billion, and I'm not worth that. I wish I was, but Mike McDaniel is, but not me. But you know what? I feel like I'm on cloud 9, man. The Lord's been good to me.
old country preacher man. The old country preacher. Thank you, fellas. The old country preacher man. Here he comes. Woo! Bring him on. He's the old time way. He's the old time way.
Let's do it, America. You know their names. You decide their fate. It's live. It's...
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new season of American Idol. We're glad you're here. Are you glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen? We're in for a brand new season of American Idol, and tonight we're going to start off by showing you some idols that you've made in the past 12 months. Before we do, we got a quick word from one of our sponsors. Before we do that, I want to tell you about a program I'm on real quick. It's called Fat Fast. Fat Fast. Now listen, Mr. Cameraman, I used to be in these. But I take 4 grams of Fat Fast a day, 4 pounds a day gain, and a year later, look at me now. And I feel so much better. I just have to be honest with you. I feel so good. I mean, I feel so good and everything. And I eat anything I want to, drink anything I want to, smoke all I want to, and it don't bother me at all. It's a great program, and I want you to get yours tonight. Would you do that? All righty then. Well, we'll be right back after this word from our proud sponsor. Stay with us.
I love you, Riley. Ay, 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 ay. I want you, Riley. Youth Riley is mucho, mucho fantástico. It's good time to worship God's son. Hey, gringos, ¿qué pasa? Hey, Babalu, Hachihuahua. What's up, Curly?
I'm thinking, but nothing happens.
Well, Curly, are you going to the youth rally tonight?
Oh, wise guy, huh? Why, certainly.
Okay, let's go. Arriba, arriba, andale, andale, andale.
Welcome back to American Idol, and tonight we're going to show you some great people. Now listen, I know all of you were here last night, and you heard all that garbage last night up here on the platform. Really, we've got real idols here tonight, and I'm just glad to be me because I'm on the platform with all of them, and I can't wait for you to meet my good friends, and I'll tell you right now, we've got a program in store for you tonight. The first star we have, I am so excited about this young man. Why, his rapping albums are top on the charts. CDs have gone platinum. He's one of the top rappers in America today. And you've made him an idol already, but everybody knows who this young man is. Ladies and gentlemen, make him welcome 50 Cent.
Woo! Yeah. It's 50, a.k.a. Ferrari S50. Break it down.
Man, I cannot believe I'm standing here on the platform beside of you. Do you realize you're an idol?
I mean, young people all across America looking up to you. You're an idol. Would you take just a minute and tell us about what it feels like to be 50 Cent? I don't know if we can air that or not. This is a family hour, and you need to keep it family. But brother, I am so glad you're here. I'm sorry. I am so excited to be standing beside an idol like you. Your CDs are platinum, number one on the charts today. Tell us what's happening for you. Oh, give it up, 50 Cent. Give it up. Come on now. Whoa, listen to your fans. Whoa. Boy, I am glad to be me tonight. I'm telling you, I'm standing on the stage of some of the greatest American idols in the world. Listen, all my fans. All right, thank you so much. And we're to quickly the number one show in America right now. All right, our second guest tonight is this. He's a heartthrob across America, and I kind of know how he feels, you know what I'm saying? So he and I got a lot in common. We have to beat him off with a stick every night. I'm so glad to see this young man, former NSYNC performer, make him welcome. Ladies, you love him, Justin Timberlake.
Dirty pop.
Yo.
Chicken out of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out?
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, brother?
Man, good to see you.
Been a while.
Been a while. You're looking good.
Same to you.
Well, thank you, buddy. New program I'm on, but yeah. It's working. It's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, man. You know, everybody wants to hear you a little bit. Everybody's talking about you and, man, your solo albums and platinum across the board and number
man,
one on the Billboard
up.
Charts.
I'm tired of singing.
Tired of singing?
Yeah.
What do you mean, man? Can you just, you got one more in you tonight?
Yeah,
what
sure.
You do? Hey, you want to hear Justin Timberlake tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Listen to your fans. Oh, you're in store for something tonight.
Take her away, son.
All right, before I sing, I just want to say a little something. How many of y'all were here last night? All right, I seen a preacher here last night rebuking me up here. Man, I just want y'all to know I'm a Christian too. How about I just take my song and change the lyrics and make them a little godly? Is that okay? Let's try it like that. Hit it, brother.
Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this God life and when is it gonna fade out? The thing you got to realize, our living's not a trend. We got the gift of eternity, we're gonna preach it till the end.
How about that?
Give it up, Justin Timberlake, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
Hey, but you'll never guess who's here tonight.
Who's here, man?
Man, I pulled some strings for you on the first episode of the new season. No, not your mama. We're family, but not that kind of family, man. I'm telling you, I got somebody here just for you tonight.
Who is it?
You don't know who it is?
No.
I'm going to tell you. I can't wait to tell you. It's Britney Spears, ladies and gentlemen. Britney Spears! Oh, Brittany, you're as lovely as ever. So good to see. Could I just get a little hug? I just think you're beautiful. Please. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. It's a new program I'm on. Anyway, listen. Boy, I am so glad to have you. Listen, there's a line in that song that everybody's asking me to ask you. Now, it's not me. You understand this. But it says, I'm not that innocent. Would you care to elaborate?
Hey, is this thing on? Oops, I did it again.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Britney Spears. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. How about it? Hey, don't go nowhere and don't touch that dial. We've had 50 Cent. How about 50 Cent? How about, yeah, listen to your fans. Ooh, 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 cool, that's all right. All right, and we've also had Justin Timberlake tonight. How about that? And we've also had the lovely Britney Spears. How about that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this word from our proud sponsor.
Hey, Curly Dogs, I want a taco.
a burrito, a cuchi frito, and a hot chihuahua with cucaracha on top of it.
Why, sweetly. No! This is your trolley. We're getting curly fries and hot dogs.
Gringo. Mira, gringo. I said I want a taco, a burrito, a cuchi frito, and a hot chihuahua with cucaracha on top of it.
No! We were showing curly fries and hot dogs.
All right, we're back. Don't forget your curly fries and your hot dogs right after the show tonight. Be sure and stop in the alleyway and get yours tonight. All right, how many's enjoying the show so far? Isn't this good? Have these kind of idols on the platform tonight? I mean, man, look at here. Holy cow. Hey, I just heard a while ago somebody's backstage. We didn't anticipate her being here tonight, but she is the number one queen in all of pop music, rising to the stars. And, boy, she comes from a large background of music. And would you please make her welcome tonight a guest appearance by Lisa Marie. Good to have you here tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, good to have you. Lisa Marie, how you feeling these days?
Well, my daddy was Elvis and my ex is Michael Jackson. How do you think I'm feeling?
I understand. What is that music? What?
It's Michael Jackson.
Oh, no. Wow, what was that? Oh, hey, somebody get security. No more surprises tonight. I'm sorry, but we got a show to run here. No more surprises tonight. Man, I'm speechless after that. I look like Michael Jackson before the facelift, I believe. But anyway, tonight we have the number one couple in music. With their new song, their new single, Sweeping America, they've put homes back together. Real, real American idols and real, real role models. And I am so happy to have them on the platform tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Kid Rock, Sheryl Crow.
I was headed to church. I was off to drink you away.
Ladies and gentlemen, what about it? Can you believe this? I am so happy to be me tonight. Sheryl, you're beautiful. Thank you for being here tonight. Listen, I got one question they'd ask you. We got to move along. There's a little line in that song, and I know you really don't mean it, but what I got to ask you, okay? Something about going to church. I mean, do you really go to church?
What a joke. Me go to church. I went to church last night. That's enough church. Me and Winona are going shopping tonight.
Yeah, you and Winona. That's right. Hey, Kid Rock, come here to the mic, man. Hey, buddy, good to see you, boy. Looking good. And I like that. You looking right. You got anything to say to the people tonight? They're happy to see you here.
Devil without a cause. Devil without a cause. Devil without a cause.
Give it up, Sheryl Crow. Kid Rock. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're excited about this. This is the first show of the new season. Can you wait? See what we have next week. We've got 50 Cent. Give it up. We've got Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, the lovely Lisa Marie, also Kid Rock, Sheryl Crow. But ladies and gentlemen, I know we've got another guest. She's made her picture on the big screen. She's top of the charts in her albums all across America, making a big platform for you and I. We've got the real queen here tonight. You've made her an idol, and she is an idol. I heard somebody say, through the doors, open the doors, Queen Latifah!
Yeah.
the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. So what's your status? I be the baddest. Be the hit the scene since the gasoline. No more ears. So what you got to say? I hope you're bubbling it, baby. Now bubbling in my way. Let it rain. Ain't no sort of in the game. Still want you to stay. Ain't a thing changed. Instead of knocking boots, we be kicking down Gore-Tex. Except it ain't raw sex. What next? Throw your hands in the air. Let me hear you say, oh yeah. Trust you, me, I blow up shop. About to blow the roof right off of hip-hop. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body.
Give it up for the real queen of soul, Queen Latifah. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Excuse me. Hey, Queen, good to have
you. Hey. What's all these white people doing up in my house?
Well, we're just back.
And you need to get your fat self off this stage, homeboy.
Fat self?
Hey, you need to back up because you know what? I'm going to have my boy here smoke you.
Boy, somebody take
you. Oh,
buddy, honey, take two.
You need to back up, punk. Just
oh,
back
hell,
up.
How you doing?
Just back up. And what you doing here, Hoochie Mama?
Who you calling a Hoochie Mama?
I'm talking to you stringy-haired nuffy thing.
Oh, man, you're the queen of hooch.
I'm the queen of it all, baby.
Oh, man.
You don't mess with the queen. You don't mess with the queen. You don't mess with the queen.
Sakes, I want you to look. Have you ever seen so much sin in one place in all your days? I'm telling you what, 50 cents. My goodness, if I paid 50 cents for you, got 49 cents. Oh, my goodness, you ain't worth a penny. Justin Timberlake. Ah, you sing a song. We don't need no Bible prophecy. One day you're going to wish you just took that Bible prophecy. And just by the way, let me tell you something what the Bible says. The Bible says that old things are passed away. Behold, all things, not just the lyrics, all things are passed away. All things are become new. Britney Spears, you're right. You ain't that innocent. Under God's law, you're guilty, and you're going to face Him some of these days. Lisa Marie, goodness sakes, your daddy would roll over in his grave if he knew who you married. Sheryl Crow, kid, I'd put his picture under my pillow too if I had to look at something that up. Kid Rock. Devil without a cause. You a devil with a cause. You're trying to destroy these kids. Queen Latifah. Get out of the way, pimp daddy. Queen Latifah. You Queen Beelzebub's what you are. You big. Get on out of here now. Come on. Get all y'all. All of you. Get on out of here. Get, in the name of Jesus, get on out of here. You need to be saved. Hey, kids, you listen to me. You listen to me. Them people right there don't care nothing about you. They'll tell you they love you. They'll tell you they care. They want you to know. They don't care nothing about you. All they want is your money and trying to destroy your life. I'm telling you, there's one coming up here in just a minute. He ain't trying to get something from you. He wants to give something to you. His name's Jesus. You listen to Brother Danny here in just a little while, and he'll help you. Good to be here. Woo!
Amen. What a blessing. Boy, I'm glad the old country preacher was here, ain't you? Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Now, we're going to have Fat Fast for sale right out here after the service tonight. You say, Brother Danny, ain't you scared somebody might talk about you? You ain't been around here very long, have you? You ain't from around here. All I know is, in my heart, my prayer to God
is that every young person in this room tonight will leave this place and know who the real true God. Every person here tonight ought to get to know these kids and see what kind of world they would live in. And beware that you don't get self-righteous. Beware. Because but for the grace of God, that could be any of us out there in that world. Don't you forget that. And I've heard people stand up and say, bless God, I don't like it, and I'll never do that. You better be careful about that kind of talk. If it wasn't for God's grace on you tonight, you'd be out there in a gutter somewhere. And I thank God for His mercy. All right, everybody settle down. Take your Bible. I want you to open to the book of James, chapter 1. Don't get up. Don't nobody move. Now, you can sit here for just a few minutes. James, chapter number 1. James, chapter number 1. Mamas, don't let them get up. Okay? There you go. Thank you. Thank you for your attention. James, chapter 1. I've been praying for a long time the Lord would give me what He'd have me to preach to you tonight. And I'm convinced with all of my heart that this is the message. It's going to be a little bit different message. Maybe you've heard before. But I'd like to preach to you for just a few minutes on the nature of sin. The nature of sin. James chapter 1, look at verse number 13. James chapter 1 and verse number 13. Here in the Bible said, let no man say when he is tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But every man is tempted. And don't you try to claim you ain't, because you are. When he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That verse of Scripture tonight describes the nature of sin. Sin's bigger than anybody in here. Sin by nature tonight is three things. I'd like to tell you and show you also these three things tonight. Sin, by its very nature, according to the Bible, first of all, is seductive. Sin is seductive. Did you know that? The Bible said every man is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. The first sin that was ever committed on this earth by a human being was committed by our great-grandparents, Adam and Eve. Look at how it started. Sin always presents a false picture. You teenagers hear me tonight? If there's one truth you need to get down in your soul, you need to realize that all sin presents a false picture. That means it shows you one thing, but it never you're not able to see the real picture of how it is on the back. What did the devil tell Eve? The devil said, if you'll just taste this fruit, he said, I'll do this and I'll do that. All you got to do is just take one bite. And Eve took the fruit. Did she get what he promised her? No, she sure didn't. She didn't get better. Her life was not improved. It was made worse. Adam and Eve lost their home, lost their inheritance, had to move out of the garden, and all of that because sin was seductive. Seduce. Sin tricks you. It presents a pretty picture, but it is not what it claims to be. Sin never does what it says. Sin never gives what it promises. Sin always leaves you worse than it found you. You can never sin and be made better by it. Every time you sin, every time I sin, our lives are made worse. Our bodies are made worse. Sin never helps nobody. Sin never... People say, well, I'm doing good since I started this drinking or started that. No, you're not. Your life is going down, down, down. It's the same way as if you wreck your car. If you wreck your car, it will not make your car a better car, I promise you. You can wreck it 1,000 times, it'll be worse off every time. Sin is that way. I read about a man who one Christmas took all his trash and he put it in a big old box out of his house, and it stunk and it was nasty, and he wrapped it up in a big old box and he put a wrapping paper around it and ribbons, and he went out on the front porch and he set it out on the front porch. Then he went back into the house and turned off the lights and only left the porch light on. Well, it wasn't long till a car pulled up on the outside. He saw 2 or 3 boys get out and look like this to see if anybody was looking. They thought, boy, they left that big package out there, and now they're gone. They run and got it, picked it up, opened their trunk and stuck it in their trunk and took off down the road. You say, weren't they surprised when they opened it and found it was what it was full of, trash and filth? Sin is that way. Sin never leaves you better off. Sin always causes you problem. And our problem is today, the problem we're having in America today is nobody thinks anything's a sin anymore. I'm going to tell you tonight, God's never changed His mind about sin. What was sin a long time ago is still sin. And if God said it was wrong last year, it's wrong this year. And if it was wrong 5 years ago, it's wrong now. And girls and boys, it's not just a mistake, it is S-I-N, sin. And it will destroy you. Man calls it an accident. God calls it an abomination. Man calls it a blunder. God calls it a blindness. Man calls it a defect. God calls it a disease. Man calls it a chance. God calls it a choice. Man calls it an error. God calls it enmity. Man calls it fascination, but God calls it fatality. Man calls it an infirmity. God calls it iniquity. Man calls it luxury. God calls it leprosy. Man calls it liberty. God calls it lawlessness. Man calls it trifle. God calls it tragedy. Man calls it mistake. God calls it madness. Man calls it weakness. God calls it willfulness. There is no other thing in this world that'll hurt you like sin will. Sin is bad. Sin is awful. Sin is wicked. Sin brings the judgment of God. Sin causes families to be destroyed. Sin causes young people's lives to be wrecked. Sin puts people in hell. Sin is to blame. Like the old people used to say, sin is to blame for the mess this world's in. And the quicker we wise up and say, I hate sin, is the better off we'll be. Ladies and gentlemen, our churches tonight, we have too much of a tolerant attitude towards sin. God still said sin is sin. Wrong, still wrong. It don't matter if I do it, you do it. God still said it's wrong. It's still wrong. Amen. But you see, that's why you don't have wisdom till you're 20. You ain't got no wisdom till you're 20. And some of you's 30 and still ain't got it. And some of you's 40 and still ain't got it. I think, you know what I think they ought to do? I read about it the other day. These boys broke into this person's house. And when they broke into this house, they were stealing the VCR and they were stealing the DVD player, you know, and stuff like that. So they looked around, stole a jewelry box, something like that. And they looked around, they saw something on the counter, and they picked it up, and it was filled with white powder. They thought they'd found them some good dope, called Mark Charlie, because Charlie is a nickname or a street name for cocaine. They got it up and began to snort some of that stuff, and found out Charlie had been a dog, a family dog. And they cremated Charlie and ground up his bones, and then them idiots were sniffing dead dog bones up their nose. You say, what stupid person would do that? I'll tell you somebody stupider than that. Somebody'd sniff real cocaine up their nose. I can't hear you. I don't
don't care. I don't care if Kid Rock does brag on it. You saw it last night, what he said. Spends his time sniffing blow. That's not like sniffing up your nose. Brother, you're not got good sense. That's just like drinking alcohol. Did you know the Bible said, whoever's deceived thereby is not wise? That means anybody that drinks wine, anybody that drinks liquor, anybody that drinks beer is not smart. That's what it means. You say, well, I know somebody's educated. And they, I didn't say educated. I said stupid. That's what's wrong with somebody drinks. They ain't got good sense, brother. They just miss it. You know what I think they ought to do? I think they ought to put commercials on TV. They'll never do it. But I think they ought to put commercials on TV of what sin really is. You know what they'll do, young people? They'll put you a commercial on TV, and put this commercial on TV like this, and it's got this big old billboard on the side like that, and it's got this guy, he's got him a beer, he's got him a Bud Dumber like this, he's got him a pretty girl like this, he's sitting on the hood of a Corvette, his muscles are that big around. I'm telling you, he got gold chains around his neck. And you know what the impression is? The impression is if you live like that, you get that kind of drink. If you drink that beer, you get that kind of car. You get that kind of girl. You get that car. You get all that money. That's the impression, but that's not true, is it? That's not true. If you believe that's true, you ain't been out witnessing lately. You ain't been to trailer parks lately. You ain't been downtown lately in Charlotte and saw them laying on cardboard boxes. And brother, their neck all red, lost their job, lost their wife, lost their kids, lost everything they got because of that dirty, low-down, rotten sin called alcohol. I'm going to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, sin is still bad. Ain't nothing right about sin. Amen. Now, if I'm too loud, cover your ears. I'm going to tell you what, brother. You hear me this evening, I'm telling you tonight. You know what I think they ought to do? I think they ought to put a commercial on TV and show this guy. And he's bending over like this, and his neck's all red, and he's about to die, and he's about got hit by a train, and his feet's done froze off, and say, here's what he gets if you drink, kids. Amen. I wish I could go to Hollywood sometimes. Had people tell me, they said, you ought to be out there making commercials, Brother Danny. I'd like to. I'd like to go make a video. And I'd take this video, and I'd put Britney Spears in it. Now, there, Britney Spears meant to go as my daughter, but she ain't going to do this, but I'll do the real Britney Spears. And I think they ought to make a Britney Spears video, you know, since they talk about real life and things like they really are. And this one, Britney has the flu. And she's all sick. And she gets up in the morning, comes staggering out of the bedroom, her hair's all messed up. Maybe a piece, hair piece is gone. Her hair just looks awful. Looks like a rat's nest. And he goes, and her breath would knock a horse over. She's got a big old fever blister right here on her lip. And she comes out like this. Holding her stomach like this. It's a video now. And the music's playing. And the music's playing. And she's like this. And she's walking on these old wrinkled pajamas. Real wrinkled, you know, like they've been just waddled around in. And she's been in there all night long. And then another scene comes back. And the music comes back. And about that time, in the next scene, she's got a whole commode, you know. And she... I mean, it's coming out her nose, brother. And then she's standing up and she says, oops, I did it again. Like that, boy. Wouldn't that be a cool video? You say, well, preacher, I can't imagine Britney Spears like that. You know why? Because we've been brainwashed into thinking that if you live that lifestyle, you never get old and you never get sick and nothing bad ever happens to you. And sin is seductive. Sin is seductive, ladies and gentlemen. Do you hear me this evening? Sin is seductive. What I'm going to do right now is let you see, teenagers, how seductive sin is in your life. It starts out, boys and girls, on the school bus. And on the school bus, somebody tells a dirty joke, and you laugh. And then you're in high school, and you go to the prom, and you graduate, as we see in this scene.
Come on, Jesse. Why don't you just come to the party with us?
I don't know. I'd better not. Yeah, come on, Jesse. It's going to be fun. We only get to have senior nights one time. We're just going to drink a little bit, smoke a little weed. It'll be all right. Come on. I don't
don't know, boy. My mom would kill me if she knew I was going to be doing that kind of stuff.
Come on, Jesse. You know how fine it's going to be. You know, it's going to be fine.
Well, I guess one night couldn't hurt. Let's go.
Come on, let's go party.
Let's go, come on.
Party time.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, that's how sin begins. Bible said every man is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Give me the lights off, please. If God opened our eyes. What if God opened our eyes tonight and we looked in the average high school and we saw senior prom. Now, y'all help me with these babies now. I want everybody to be able to hear. This is extremely important. I want these babies quiet. Whatever you got to do. If God opened our eyes and we saw what really happened that night, they went to that first party. If our spiritual eyes is open, we'd see this.
Oh, come on, Jesse. Just come to the party with us.
I don't know. I'd better not. Yeah, come on, Jesse. It's going to be fun. We only get to be senior night one time. Come on, you need to go. We're just going to drink a little bit, smoke a little pot. It won't be no big deal. It'll be all right. I don't know, man. My mom would kill me if she knew I was doing that kind of stuff.
Come on, Jesse. Don't you know how fine it's going to be? It's going to be fine.
Well, I guess one night couldn't hurt anything.
Yeah, come on. Let's go party.
Let's go party. Party time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Party. Now, look here. Now, what you don't see tonight is that behind that invitation to go to that party, there's somebody standing there. And there's somebody making a bid for you. I told you last night when it happened to me, when I was about 14 years old, sin is seductive. See, the Bible said, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Sin is seductive. But I'm going to say something else, and many of you probably won't know this, and a lot of you won't agree with it, but it's because you're young and ain't been around long enough. You live long enough, you will. You hear me tonight? Secondly, sin is addictive. Sin is addictive. Somebody told me the other day, they said, well, I just don't see how you can get hooked on this and that. I've lived a long time now, and I've been pastoring 25 years, and I've been preaching all my adult life. And brother, I've seen a lot come and go and been in contact with tens of thousands of people. And I'm convinced as I stand here tonight, any sin, I don't care what it is that you let come in your life, you get addicted to it. Just like a drug. I don't care if it's a little lie. I don't care if it's stealing something. If you steal something one time, you're going to want to steal something another time. You tell one lie and think you get away with it, there'll be another lie on top of that one. And another lie on top of that one. You say, oh, I'm not hooked, preacher. I can quit any time I want. Well, if that's true, why don't you quit? Why do you keep doing it? You say, people say, well, I can quit any time I want to quit. But they don't, do they? You know why? Because there is only one way to quit sin. Only the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way to quit sinning. There is no therapy. That's what's wrong with this world tonight. They're trying to give people therapy. Take them to a psychiatrist. Tell everybody they're bipolar and God knows what, brother. I tell them everything. Listen, our problem is sin tonight, brother. Our problem is sin. And our hearts tonight will never be made right as long as sin's in us. Because sin's addictive. And there's only one remedy for sin, and that's the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I've heard people say that cigarettes are one of the hardest addictions that known to mankind. I've had lots of people tell me, I've never smoked before, but I've heard people say alcohol, drugs, nothing quit except cigarettes. The music we're talking about tonight and last night is addictive. If you don't believe it, you talk to kids and try to get them to give it up. You will have a fight on your hand. They're hooked on it. They can't go to sleep without the radio on. They walk down the street with headphones on. I've had them sitting in our church, man, with headphones on, listening to music. I run down the aisle and about jumped in two boys' laps the other Sunday morning because they couldn't hear me. They had headphones on. I was about ready to jerk them things off and throw them out in the yard. Listen, when you can't go a solid hour without something, you are an addict. The alcohol is the same way. You are hooked. Amen? You are hooked. You say, well, preacher, I go to church once in a while. I get cleaned up every now and then. Then I go right back to my old life. Then I go to church once in a while to Saturday. You know what you remind me of? You remind me of them boys that went to college. And when they went to college, one of them went in a department store. And he went in this department store and he said, now, he said, I want seven pairs of underwear. They said, okay, sir, why seven? He said, I'm in college here. I'm doing my own cleaning. He said, oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, he said, okay, I get you. One for every day of the week. Then I'll wash them again and do it over again. I want seven pairs. And he said, okay. Next day, his roommate came in. He said, I need some underwear. I want my back. Oh, yeah, okay. You need seven pairs of underwear, right? He said, no, I need 12 pairs of underwear. He said, what? He said, I need 12 pairs of underwear. He said, why say that? Your buddy only got seven. He said, January, February. Let's all bow our heads and puke. You say, preacher, that's awful. Sure is. That's like these people go to church once a month and think that clean keeps them clean in the sight of God. It don't do it. Buddy, I'm telling you, it's going to take more than going to church once in a while to keep this old dirty world off of us. Amen? Sin is addicted. Sin is addicted. Not long ago, I was preaching down near Atlanta, Georgia, Dalton, Georgia, actually. And these boys come up to me after church, and all these young people crowd around me, and they said, preacher, they said, that's like that folks group in our school. You know that folks group? And I said, what? They said, folks. I said, what are you talking about? They said, it's a group in our school. It's a gang. F-O-L-K. Folks. I said, really? And they said, everybody knows it. It stands for Follow Our Lord King Satan. Folks. They said, our whole high school knows about it. I want to say something here, and it's not in the message, but I want to tell you something. If you parents here tonight knew what shape the public high schools were in, you would fall out of your chair right now. And the reason your kids don't tell you, because they don't want you going down there making a scene and pitching a fit. But brother, somebody better do something quick. Our public school's going to hell, brother. And you see that boy's up here being 50 cent a while ago? He's a public school teacher and teaches sixth grade. And they'll tell you what kind of mess. His wife's a school teacher here. She's here somewhere tonight. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. You don't realize that sin is addicted. Sin is addicted. Sin is addicted. Sin is addicted. When a boy sneaks out at night, and they say, come on, we're going to go smoke some dope. We're going to, okay, sneaks out the window. And they go, they have a little fun, come back home. You think that's the last time he ever does it? That's just the start. That's only the beginning. You girls sitting here tonight, first time you say a curse word, first time you let a boy touch you, first time you do something wrong, it bothers you, and then all that flesh wants is more. It's addictive. You get hooked the first time. You get hooked the first time. That's why our nation is being rotten tonight by pornography, because of the internet. Because of television and HBO and all this stuff. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight, brother. I thought TV was bad, but that Lord God, that internet has been a curse on this nation. I personally know person after person after person after person that quit their job, left their wife, left their husband, gave up everything, just run off, done, went some crazy somewhere. They don't know where they're going, who they're going with, never even met them before because they were seduced and addicted to the sin on the internet. I'm going to tell you something, brother. You better turn that thing off. There's nothing wrong with you get on there and play games or whatever. But when you start opening yourself up to that pornography is addictive. Do you hear me? You boys, you mamas and daddies, it's addictive. It's addictive. All those serial killers start out watching pornography. All of them started watching dirty movies. And God would break our hearts here tonight if we knew the kids right here that had already seen every kind of filthy, nasty, ungodly movie you can imagine. And God's going to burn that place in hell one day. And you're addicted to it already. You're addicted. You're an addict. Hopeless and helpless. I wonder what would happen if we seen this same young man, Jesse. He was 17 a while ago when we saw him. But he found out that sin is not only seductive. Sin is seductive. Is seductive, but sin is addictive. Let's see him 10 years later. 10 years later.
Jesse, please stop drinking, son. You're breaking my heart. All you want to do is hang around with your friends or so-called friends, and you drink your beer and you smoke your pot. Son, you watch those old wicked movies and you filthy music you listen to. Please, Jesse, this is not the kind of life I wanted for you. I'm going to church tonight, Jesse. Will you come with me? God can save you and change your life. Please, Jesse.
Let me tell you something, woman. I've got better things to do with my time than go down there and waste it at that stupid church.
Jesse, it's your decision, whatever you want to do. But just know it's your decision to go to hell, too, if you don't get saved, son. I love you.
Look, why don't you just go shove your religion down somebody else's throat?
Oh, Jesse.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are multiplied millions of boys in their mid-20s that started out high school graduation night. Senior prom, graduation, took that first drink. 10 years later at 27, they're addicted. They won't admit it, but that's why they got to go by the beer store every day when payday comes and won't quit. They're addicted. Not just to the alcohol itself, but to the sin, the pleasure that sin brings. Somebody said marijuana wasn't addictive. Oh, yes, it is. You're just not, you ain't done your homework. Just because a drug can't be clinically proven it's not physically addictive, that your body gets hooked on the feeling the drug gives you. Just like pornography, it ain't putting nothing in your body, but you get hooked on it. You get hooked on it. If God opened our eyes, our spiritual eyes, what would we have seen that day as Jesse's mama begged him to go to church at 27 years old?
Jesse, please stop drinking, son. You're breaking my heart. All you want to do is hang out with these so-called friends of yours, drinking your beer and smoking your pot. You listen to that wicked music and you watch that filthy movies. Jesse, this is not the way I raised you. This is not the kind of life I wanted for you. Jesse, I'm going to go to church tonight. Will you please go with me so God can save you and change your life? Please, Jesse?
Let me tell you something, woman. I have got better things to do with my time than go down there and waste it at that stupid church.
Well, Jesse, this is your decision, but you know, son, that I love you. And it's going to be your decision to go to hell if you decide to go to hell.
Look, why don't you just go shove your religion down somebody else's throat?
Oh, Jesse.
Ladies and gentlemen, sin is addictive. I don't care what your sin is tonight, it's addictive. I don't care if it's watching soap operas, or I don't care if it's maybe just a little drink under the sink. I knew a man one time that just kept a little alcohol under the sink just so he could have a little sip right before he went to bed at night. He did this for approximately 10 years. It had no effect on him, you wouldn't think. He got up and went to work every morning. Never missed a day's work. Always was there on time. And he thought, I can handle it. And one of the dumbest things you ever done in your life is think you can handle sin. It's a dumb thing to do. The dumbest thing you ever did in your life is think that you can sin and just quit anytime you want to. There's something in it that gets a hold of you and you get hooked. That man one day passed out in his bed. And then about a month later, he passed out again in his bed. And then he got to where he started drinking every night, but then he would stay drunk from Friday night to Monday morning and then get up and go into work on Monday morning, do it every weekend. And then little by little, see, you think you can go out one time and just because you can't see immediate terrible things in your life, you think, well, it didn't hurt me. But it will hurt you. And it'll destroy you. And it'll mess your life up and take you to hell. Sin is addictive. Sin is addictive. You say, preacher, I can make my own decisions. I'm strong. I can quit. Nobody in here is bigger than sin, and you can't quit sinning by yourself. You have no power to do it by yourself. I want to say thirdly tonight, and I'm through. Listen to every word I say. There's been more preparation, prayer, and fasting got into this meeting tonight than any service we've ever had. left this church. If I've ever begged God Almighty to fall on a group of people, I beg God's Holy Ghost to fall on you kids tonight. Mamas, please help me pray as I think to you this last point. Bible said, when lust hath conceived, bringeth forth sin. It's seductive. Got you, didn't it? Bringeth forth sin. It's addictive. How do you know it's addictive? Because it said sin when it is finished. You know what comes after you get finished sinning? You die, bringing forth death. So when you started sinning back here, you got hooked and it stayed with you all the way to you die. It's addictive. You don't just sin a year or two and quit. You don't just sin 8 or 9 times and just quit. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So that means sin stays with you all the way to you die. It's addictive. You're an addict. You're an addict. If you don't believe it, try to quit. I challenged our people at church last Sunday night. I said, you don't have to do this, but I'm challenging everybody in this church not to turn your TV on this week and use that time to pray for the youth rally. Last Sunday night, I said, nobody going to turn TV on. We're praying and fasting that God would move in the youth rally. And you wouldn't believe how addicted you are to that stuff. So you try to quit it. Try it. I challenge anybody. I know all you watch is the weather. I know that. Weather and ball games, that's all of you watch. Try to quit it. Try to quit. You just feel like you've just got to know what's going on. Lastly. Number one, Bible teaches us that sin is seductive. Number two, Bible teaches us sin is addictive. Number three, the Bible teaches sin is destructive. What happened? It bringeth forth what? Death. It bringeth forth what? It bringeth forth death, brother. It'll kill you. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. If there was no sin, there would be no death. Death follows you like hellhounds on your trail. Like the song I showed you last night by Robert Johnson and the Grateful Dead, where they said they were trailed by hounds of hell. And brother, it follows you. And sin is destructive. The rich man in the book of Luke chapter 16 found out that sin is destructive. He lived his life in sin, and then opened his eyes in hell one day, and he said, oh God, and he cried out to Father Abraham to have mercy upon him, and he said, just put one drop of water on my tongue. Ladies and gentlemen, sin will destroy you. Girls, sin will destroy you. Boys, sin will destroy you. You better watch out. I read you last night that list of rock singers. There's over 100 rock and roll singers died an early untimely death. The average age of normal people, 75 years old. The average age of rock and roll singers is 36. 36. Their lifestyle killed them. Anybody who don't believe sin will destroy you just hadn't been around very long. If all you see is MTV and HBO and VH1, you get the idea that sin is wonderful. But sin will destroy you. Sin ruins everything. Sin ruins our plans and our dreams. Sin makes us all miserable. Sin breaks our homes and breaks our hearts. And sin does all these things. Sin messes us up. Sin leaves us in a mess. Sin will laugh at you when you get down. Sin will run out from under you when you gave it your trust. Sin will wreck your life, teenagers, and mess you up and wind you up in a rehab somewhere or in a jail cell or underneath a car somewhere with the blood running down your face, and it'll wind you up in hellfire burning and screaming, and sin will destroy you. I heard years ago, I read this story and I never forgot it. They said Leonardo da Vinci, the great painter, Leonardo da Vinci, was finishing his most celebrated masterpiece, the Lord's Supper. At the table there, I'm sure you saw it. It's in all your big family Bibles and Bible picture books. Tremendous work. There's all the disciples and Jesus in the middle, Judas with his hand on the money bag. And They said that Leonardo da Vinci searched and searched and searched. First of all, for the man, he wanted to be the Lord Jesus. He said, I've got to find a man that looks pure. He said, I don't want to see a man that looks rough or not. He said, I want a man with a face that just represents purity and goodness. He searched and searched and found such a man. He worked several years just painting that one man's face, Jesus, in the Lord's Supper. And he got it. He said, thank you, sir. And then after that, he worked for several more years on the other 10 or 11 disciples. And he got them all in there. There was Matthew and Bartholomew and Thaddeus and Peter and James and John and all them guys. And he said, as I finish, I want Judas. He said, I want to find the meanest, roughest, most evil man I can possibly find. He said he worked on that thing something like, I don't know, 12, 13 years. That one painting, day and night. And so he went looking for somebody to play Judas or be Judas in the painting. And he said as he did, he said, if I'm going to find a man like that, I'm going to go down to the dirty dungeons. And he said, I'm going to go down there where these evil people like animals. And I'll find me one. Sure enough, he went down there. He said, take me to death row. They took him on death row down in this old evil dungeon. And there he looked and saw a man that had the most evil look on his face you ever saw. He said, that's the man I want. That's him. That's the embodiment of evil. That's the face of the devil if I've ever seen it. So they brought the man out and brought guard with him. And he sat day after day after day after day in front of Leonardo da Vinci. And with intricate patience, he took time and done every single detail with that man's face and painted that picture and finished the masterpiece. And he said, kids, on that last day, he said, thank you, sir. He said, you can go back to your cell now. He said, I'm finished. And as they were grabbing that wicked, evil man, taking him back to his cell, he said, wait! Stop! Let me go! And he come back in front of the great painter and fell down. He said, look at me! He said, I've been looking at you for months and months and months. He said, look at me. Look at me! Don't you know who I am? He said, no, sir, I don't know you. And that man put his hands in his face and said, my God, have I fallen so low? And he looked up and he said, I am the same man that you painted as Jesus many, many years ago. That's what sin will do to you. This ain't the Bible, but ain't no truer words ever been spoke. What I'm fixing to tell you is not in the Bible, but it's just as true as anything I've ever heard in my life. And you hear me, you've heard preachers say it, and it's a pretty little saying, but I'm going to tell you kids one last time, sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin will cost you far more than you're willing to pay. It'll cost you. It's destructive. It'll destroy your life. And the devil will laugh at you. I heard about a young man who was begging to go to a rock concert. And his mama said, you're not going. You are not going to that concert. He said, well, I'll show you. And she said, yeah, I'm telling you, you're not. And I'm going to stop you from going to that concert. And ladies and gentlemen, that boy got mad and went in his bedroom, put his headphones on, and just started listening to his music. And he said when he started listening to it, there's a voice spoke to him while through his music. He said, won't you just kill her? And something snapped inside of him. And he went and got a gun out of the dresser drawer and took it in there, and his mother was laying in the bed, and put that pistol in her head and blew her brains out. And laid the pistol down and laughed about it. Because he couldn't go to a concert. And went in there and called the police. Said, come on over here, shot my mom. She's dead. And the police come over and got him and arrested him and took him downtown. And you know what the devil did when he got down there? The devil ran off and left him. And the demon spirit departed. And it hit him what he had done. See, that's what the devil will do. He'll get you in trouble and then run off and leave you to fight it out by yourself. Amen? Some of you parents know that's true from experience, and I do too. The devil gets you in trouble and then just say, ain't my fault. Tough for you, boy. Tough luck. And that boy began to scream, and the preacher went down there to see him. And that preacher went to visit him. And the preacher said when he went down that hall, he could hear that boy screaming in there in that room where they was interrogating him. And he was screaming, no! Preacher, no! He said, preacher, why can't I just turn back time? Preacher, why can't we just go back? I didn't mean to kill Mama! I didn't mean to kill Mama! Now that's what sin does, kids. It seems fun and it seems good at first. But it'll cost you far more. I was going to show you a picture tonight, but I decided not to. I will at our church pretty soon of this boy with AIDS. His face looks like a blackberry. And he said, I lived my own life and done what I wanted to do. And now I'm paying for it. You say, preacher, you can't say AIDS is a judgment of God on people because innocent people got it. Well, you're just about dumb as you look, too. The flood was God's judgment on the old world, and innocent babies and people died in it. You better read your Bible before you start listening to too much at TV. The flood was God's judgment on sin, and innocent people perished. Babies died in Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was God's judgment on sin. Every time God judges a nation, the innocent suffer with the guilty. Let's see one more time. 10 more years later. Not 17, not 27, but 37. He's older now.
Jesse, I'm worried about you. You're ruining your life. Look at those movies you watch. Look at you drinking every day.
Look, why don't you just shut up, leave me alone, I can quit any of this stuff anytime I want to.
Jesse, if you can quit anytime you want to, why are all those movies stacked up in the closet? The refrigerator is full of beer. Me and the kids pray for you every night, Jesse. I want you to get saved. I want you to get saved and come to heaven to be with us when you die.
Look, I don't need you, the kids, or your God. Won't y'all just go on and leave me alone?
Jesse, we're going on to church. I love you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to me? This is Saturday night. That will happen somewhere within 25 miles probably where we're sitting this evening. And they'll call the ambulance for that heart attack. And they'll call him, send him over there and say, look, now this man has died. He's died. Come and get him. Take him to the funeral home. And they'll go down there and look at him at the funeral home. And they'll say, how pitiful. Only 37 years old. And he died with a heart attack. Isn't it awful? But look at him. He sure looks good. But we don't see it all. We don't see it all. We don't see it all. You want to see what it's really like? This is what really happened that day in Jesse's home at 37 years of age.
Jesse, I'm worried about you.
You're ruining your life. Look at those movies you watch, and you're drinking all the time.
Look, why don't you just shut up and leave me alone? I can quit any of those things anytime I want to.
Jesse, if you think you can quit, why are all those movies stacked up in the closet? Look at the refrigerator full of beer. Jesse, me and the kids pray for you every day. We want you to come and be saved and come to church with us and go to heaven when you die.
Look, I don't need you, the kids, or your God. Why don't you just go on and leave me alone?
Okay, Jesse. I love you. We're going to leave and go to church.
Thou fool! Tonight, thy soul has been required of you!
Ladies and gentlemen, what really happened at the home of Jesse that day? What really happened that night as that young man died without God? What really happened? His soul's in hell. You say, preacher, no, you shouldn't scare these kids like that. Brother, it's the truth, and somebody needs to tell them. Go on out and criticize. Talk about me all you want to. But by the grace of God, I'm going to warn these boys and girls. I'd run to Jesus Christ just as fast as I'd run tonight, get my sins under the blood, and be forgiven. I don't want to go to hell when I die.
I want you to give me that one big overhead light. I want everybody to stand. I want every head bowed. I want every eye closed. No one's talking. No one's moving. Pen is coming. Music's going to be played. Every head bowed. Every eye closed here this evening. If God spoke to your heart, I would not wait another day. I would not wait another minute. I wouldn't wait on my friends. I wouldn't wait on my family. I wouldn't wait on my pastor. I'd get out of that seat tonight. I'd get down here. And listen, if you're here tonight and you're saved, you're a teenager and you say, preacher, I'm going to go back home. I'm going to get on fire for God and witness to my friends. I ain't been witnessing to my friends. I'm going to get right with God tonight. And if you're not saved, you come right now. Come on. Come on. Just come right now, teenagers. That's right. Amen. Amen. God's speaking to your heart. You move. Just get out of your seat and come. They're coming. They're coming. I'd get out of my seat. Don't you wait. Don't you wait right now. Amen. That's right. Come on right now. Come on. Somebody pray with these girls right here. We need some lady soul winners that can pray with these girls right here. Move right now. Come on, teenagers. You come right now. Amen. 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 Let's sing. If God's speaking to your heart, you come. Everybody sing now. Amen. Somebody come pray with these girls. Pray with these girls right over here. Amen. What are you ladies so winning? Hallelujah. That's right. Come on. Come to Jesus tonight before it's too late. Don't wait on your friends. Don't wait on nobody else. Come on. Come on right now. Come on. Come on. Move right now. Move right now. Come on. These girls right here, these girls right here, all these. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on right now. Come on right now. Amen. Some of these ladies over here, pray for these girls. Move right now. Don't say no to God. Don't say no to God. It'll be too late one day. Some of you men, pray for them boys that are coming out. Hallelujah. That's right. Come on. Thank God. Thank God.
Come on, move right now. Hallelujah. Good to be saved, amen. Come on. just like you are. Come on, girls. Come on. Come on. Come on right now. Settle it between you and God. Settle this thing between you and God. Settle it between you and God right now. Stay up here now. We're going to pray with you. Just stay up here. We're going to be with you. That's right. Come on. Come on right now. Y'all just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Keep them up here. Amen. Good to be saved.
Of God I come.
Yeah, hallelujah. Come on, girls. Come on. Come on, girls. Move right now. Come on, boys. Let's go. Let's go right now. Come on. Come on right now. Come on. Come on. Others. Others. Others need to come. Come on right now. Come on. Everybody sing. Everybody sing. Somebody pray with these girls coming over here. Come on, come on. Get out right now. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's silence when you're in God tonight. Don't give up. Let yourself die and go to hell. Come on, amen. Just stay up here now. This girl got saved? Yeah, man! Woo! I'm glad the door's still open now. They're getting saved all over the place up here. Amen. These two girls got saved. Amen.
And
well, glory. Everybody sing. Y'all just stay up here. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Stay up here. I'm going to pray with you before you sit down. Don't go back and sit down. Stay up here. We're not through here tonight. There's nothing more important you've got to do after this than what these kids are doing here right now. You say, well, Brother Danny, people say you just scared them out. Listen, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And the reason there's so much hell in our country today, because people don't believe there's a real hell no more. Brother, if we believe there's a real hell, it would make a difference in us. I know about all of us, me and all of us.
If this thing's true, there ain't nothing else you can do with your time more important than get somebody to Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all just stay up here. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. We still got several praying.
Yes.
Dealing with people. I'm going to do this tonight. Maybe way in the back. Maybe right here on the front. You've been standing there and your heart just about to bust.
Yes.
And you think, preacher, there is no way I can go up there in front of all them people. But the day's going to come when you're going to be in front of a bigger crowd than this. And there's a lot of people here tonight. But it'll be 10,000 times 10,000.
Yes.
And God's going to open the book and throw you in hell. And you'll be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Just like them people that sold their soul for rock and roll we saw last night. Will you come? I want us to sing one more verse, and I want everybody in here to sing this verse from the bottom of your heart and breathe a prayer in your heart at the same time that God would make it easy. There, I know there's probably 15 more here tonight that need to be in this altar. Maybe there's some mamas and daddies. One more verse. We'll be through if nobody comes. This is it. You come. Come on right now. Come on. Everybody.
Just
come on. Come on. Come on. Come on right now. Come on. This is your chance.
One,
this is your chance. Come. Come on. Don't say no. Don't say no. Don't say no. Amen. Here comes, son. Here comes two. Here comes three. Here comes four. Amen. That's good. Sing, folks. Here comes another. Amen. Thank God. One rope right there. Woo! Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Move right now. Move right now. Move right now. Amen. Amen. Let's sing, everybody. Come on. Sing now.
Just as.
Come on. Move right now. Move right now. Move right now. Don't say no to God. Don't say no to Jesus. You come. Come on. Want to get in there, preacher? Amen. That little girl just got born again. Saved from a lake of fire.
Whose blood can cleanse his fall. Lamb of God.
Come on, just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Just stay up here. Here comes another. Somebody get that young man out there. Somebody pray with that boy there. Amen. Everybody. Here comes some more. Let God speak your heart. Come on, this is your chance. This is your chance, Mom and Daddy. This is your chance tonight.
Help will come, Pa. Done cleanse, really.
Amen.
Because thy promise I believe.
Oh, Lamb of God.
Of God I come.
Glory to God. Glory to God. She's playing softly tonight. She's playing softly. I want our choir to come on up here. Y'all stay right where you're at. We're going to finish one song. Don't leave. Do not leave. Don't listen to the devil. You listen to this tonight. We got here. Come back up here and stand right now. I've had I don't know how many tell me that people got saved. I want to know who they are. I'm going to recognize them. We had 41 last night and about 100 rededication. I don't know what you're going to do with your life, but I'm going to spend it doing this. Because you can't do nothing no better. Can't do nothing no better. Every one of you tonight that got saved, you got saved tonight, raise your hand. They're still praying with some. Raise your hand if you got saved tonight. Raise it high now so I can see it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There should be 19. Huh? Where's, raise your hand. Is it 16, 17, 18. There might be another one somewhere. I prayed for 19. Because we had 41 last night. 60 would be a good number, wouldn't it? Huh? We got one in the oven. Amen. That's pretty close to it anyway. Amen. And I tell you what I want us to do tonight for all y'all that got saved tonight. And you that still said no, it's not too late for you. It might be in about 5 minutes, but it ain't now. We're going to sing a big standing ovation song, I've been rescued. I'm glad that I'll never have to go where Jesse went. I'll never have to go. I may be a failure in a lot of areas in my life, but brother, I got that one thing right, and I'll never go to hell. What a blessing. I've been saved from the flames of a hot, burning fire. And don't you forget this, girls. Don't you forget this, boys. Don't you forget this, teenagers. You're saved from hell. If you ask the Lord to save you and you meant it, you're saved from hell. I know some of you and some of you I don't. I know some of these girls come on our bus, but most of you I don't know. Wherever you're from, you get in there. Let's sing this song. And I want everybody in here. Are you glad you ain't going to hell?
Yeah.
Didn't some of that service just make you sick to your stomach? It did me. That's what it's supposed to do. And then we're going to shine the light of Jesus in there and show you how much better He is than that old filthy trash the devil's got to offer. Devil ain't your friend. Devil ain't your friend. Go ahead, sister. We're singing this just for y'all, and everybody else just shout and rejoice. Amen.
Some people ask me,
yeah.
I am so,
I'm so happy.
Even with sorrow.
Good to be saved, any people?
They see me laughing.
I could. I take a running fit up here, but I ain't got room.
They wonder where I get my soul.
Amen.
Not see the trouble I face not so very long ago.
Amen.
To comprehend this joy that's within, there's something that they need to know. To feel troubled, my sorrows were double as the burdens of life held me down.
Yeah, I was defeated.
I was defeated.
Till I saw
till
what I needed.
Saw what I needed when His kiss.
Guess what it was?
Mercy I found.
It was Jesus.
And though life is rough, I'm not giving up, even when
sure.
I'm tested and tried.
Good to be saved, ain't it?
I'll not waste time of doubting. I'll go on.
Go home
shouting.
And shout. God's people said,
yeah.
You're at monitor. Just shut them things off there, brother. Listen, I want to tell you something tonight. At 18 or 19 or whatever that was, they're still praying with one. If she gets saved, that's number 20 right there, I think. Or 19, rather, something like that. Lord knows, I'm glad of that. And He knows your heart. And I'm expecting to get letters and phone calls of people saying, one little kid came up to me last night and said, I'm going to go home and burn all my CDs. That's the old-fashioned way. That's the way it used to be. That's the way it used to be when some of you got right with God. People say, oh, that's a little bit ridiculous. And we're all so backslid nowadays, if anybody gets right around us, we feel uncomfortable around them. I think, listen, we only got one life. Let's go back and get right with God and have the old-time way and the old-time power. Quit fussing and belly aching and griping all the time. Get something from the Lord. Now get me them lights over there, brother. All the rest of them. Top three on the left. Or two and one on the right. Isn't that a blessing? Now I want to do something tonight. We're going to do this. Last night, we began that brand new message. We had 41 people saved, and I've got places booked to preach it this summer. I'm going to have it at one high school up in Virginia, the Lord willing. I don't know if they ever get here tonight. Does the people from Independence, Virginia ever make it? Don't guess they made it. You can't get to hear from there. But they're going to book a high school, and I'm going to be doing this message. And we got this new... Amen. Amen. They're going to sing while they're taking up this offering. Come on now. Listen now.
Blind Bartimaeus stood by the wayside begging.
That's right. We'll let you go as soon as we get through here. Say.
He cried out to Jesus, for he knew the chance he was taking. The crowd said, be quiet, don't bother him now. But the more that they pressed him, the louder his shout. Thou Son of David, have mercy on me.
Amen.
And today I believe he can see. Cause he is more than enough to make a blind man to see. He's more than the Lord, my daughter is dying at home.
Hey.
Then another man said, she's dead, so leave the master alone. When he heard what was said, his heart was grieved. He said, be not afraid, it's just only believe. Then he spoke to the child, I say unto thee, arise, and I believe she's alive.
He is more than enough. Make a blind man to see. He's more than enough. God, you and me. He's more than enough. Turn the water to wine. He's more than enough. To feed a family like mine. He's more than enough. To heal all these things. He's more than enough. For the sin out of me. He can raise up the dead.
We got preaching tapes. Do we have last night's message, Mr. T? We got some videos of last night. Did they come out okay? He's got them back there. Get them from him, or are they over here? They'll be over here at my table. We also got all kinds of preaching. Anybody having a hard time? I got some tapes over there for you called Born in the Fire. If you're going through a divorce, if you got a disease, if you got debt, if your whole life's all messed up, there's a set of tapes called Born in the Fire. And I ain't never done nothing like that before with what I preached on there. So those are over there. The Marilyn Manson message, individual preaching tapes, bumper stickers. Brother Randy's got singing tapes, T-shirts, all kind of stuff. Get them tonight from them. And appreciate him being here. Brother Jeremy, Blake doing our sound. But the youth rally's not over. We're going to be here in the morning at 10 o'clock. The buses are running. Everybody go home. Get you a little sleep. Come back tomorrow. If all God's people would say amen real big, we'd go. All right. God bless you. Stand up. Fellowship one with another. Amen. There'll be somebody over here at the table. Get some bumper stickers, tapes. Last night's message. Get them over here, Mr. T. We'll get them. Thank you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.